Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Males. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Males. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mulligan. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ferdy Schupp. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ferdy Schupp. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Jamison reaches second base with a double. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans bunts towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. Jamison moves to third. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood is thrown out after the base hit. Jamison scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan takes first base on ball four. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mulligan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hooper. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Hooper steals second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hooper scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts towards the mound. Mails fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to third. Two outs. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball four. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mails fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-0 in the game. Wamsgans takes first base on ball four. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still throws the ball into Collins, who tags Wood trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wamsgans tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Shealy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferdy Shupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shupp is 0 for 1 in the game. Shupp takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shupp moves to third. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Wamsgans applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Graney pinch hits for Duster Mails. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Keefe now pitching. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive towards short. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wamsgans. The throw from Schalk and he is safe. Wamsgans steals second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and has Wamsgans trapped. There's the throw to Mulligan who throws back over to Johnson who tags Wamsgans for the out. Wood moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schupp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans bunts towards first. Shealy scoops it up and throws to first, with Collins covering, for the out. Sewell moves to third. McInnes moves to second. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. O'Neill reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. McInnes scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Dave Keefe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keefe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Amos Strunk pinch hits for Ferdy Schupp. Amos Strunk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strunk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schalk tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Indians. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mulligan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strunk moves to third. James Edwards now pitching. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strunk scores. Mulligan moves to third. Collins moves to second. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mulligan tags and scores. Collins tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Robertson now pitching. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk strikes out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McInnes hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Joe Evans. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Riggs Stevenson pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Stevenson moves to second. Les Nunemaker pinch hits for James Edwards. Bill Doran pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Les Nunemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunemaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hooper. Nunemaker reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. There goes Doran trying to get to home. Hooper throws the ball into Collins, who relays the ball to Schalk, who tags Doran, who came all the way from first, for the out. Nunemaker moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Lindsay now pitching. Les Nunemaker now catching. Riggs Stevenson now playing left field. Charlie Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McKenna scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mulligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulligan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mulligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wood bunts in front of the plate. Schalk scoops up the ball and tags Wood for the out. Wamsgans moves to second. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wamsgans moves to third. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Jameson is chasing the ball. Hooper rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.